estos pequeños símbolos eclesiásticos. As a vine, I have brought forth a pleasant odor, and my flowers have the fruit of honor and riches. I am the mother of fair love, and of fear, and of knowledge, and of holy hope. In me is all grace. In me is all grace of the way of the truth. In me is all hope of life and of virtue. Come over to me, all ye that desire me, and be filled with my fruits. For my spirit is sweet above honey, and my inheritance above honey and honeycomb. My memory is unto everlasting generations. They that eat me shall yet hunger, and they that drink me shall yet thirst. He that hearken me to me shall not be confounded, and he that walk by me shall not sin. They that explain me shall have life everlasting. Pues andate aquí de most holy gospel. Taken from St. John. At that time, there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister Mary of Cleophas and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore had seen his mother and the disciples standing, whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Women, behold thy son." And after that he said to the disciples, "Behold thy mother." And from that hour the disciple took her to his arm. But dear friends, yesterday the our day of snow. We know the miracle our lady performed in order to show the place where she wanted a shrine to be rebuilt. And it's a vocation of Our Lady, protector of the Romans. And that was the image we was crowned before the dogma of the Assumption. It's a very, very old, 4th century vocation. It is also one of the great feasts, yes. It's a universal feast from several centuries. So this is to take the occasion to speak about the Blessed Virgin Mary. Never will we know enough of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Never we will love her enough. So this is a point I want to stress in this feast today from the Gospel. If you notice, St. John describes the disciple of himself as the apostle, the disciple which our Lord loved. He said, the disciple standing at the foot of the cross is the one whom he loved. Yes. We can say that our Lord showed his love, his greatest love towards St. John, of all the disciples. He allowed him to rest on the Last Supper upon his most sacred heart. And he granted to him the gift of virginity, like St. Joseph. In fact, St. John was following up the footsteps of St. Joseph in such a way that he was the only disciple to be worthy to be assigned to him the care of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So when the Gospel says, and St. John says, he was the beloved disciple, it's a reminder for us that whenever God loves us, whenever God shows us love, it's not just words. When God loves, he is also giving grace, giving blessings, And especially Omega Sam grown his love. So when God loves means God is loving himself through us. So the life of the Most Holy Trinity is developed and is grows in us. It's why we have to allow our Lord to love us. You know that love is to sacrifice. See, it's to die for us. It's the holy sacrifice of the Mass is the mystery of love. So this is why we must live our day, every day, thinking in the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. So basically, to live every day as if we're a sacrifice of the Mass every day, every moment. That is to allow oneself to be loved by God. This is why St. John received so much, because St. John allowed himself to be loved by God. This is why, if you notice, St. John was chosen in the 3 years, not first to be a disciple of St. John the Baptist. And after, he was the beloved apostle who was chosen to be at the Transfiguration and to be in a manifestation of our Lord in the Garden of Olives. And he was the apostle who led St. Peter into the place of the judgment of our Lord Jesus Christ in front of Caiaphas and Annas. And he was also keeping an eye upon the Blessed Virgin Mary most of the time, in such a way that when our Lord is condemned to death, St. John is next to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And he accompanied her to Calvary, and he's faithful next to her at the events of Good Friday. And he goes to the cenacle with Mary. All these events happen because God loves St. John. And St. John allowed himself to be loved by God. And you remember what you have to do in order to allow God to love you? Our Lord says very many times in the Gospel, if you love me, keep my commandments. So basically, sin is the only obstacle to the love of God. This is why sin is not an option. So sin is a slavery to Satan, to our pride, to the world, to evil. It's why love and fidelity to our Lord's commandments is to free us. It frees us to love and to be beloved by God. It's why St. John was feared and stood firm, because he was loving and beloved. So if you notice, this is exactly what we are supposed to be doing now, that we don't have a grace available through sacraments so often. So what we have to do to win graces and to persevere to the end in the midst of this darkness, basically, first, to allow oneself to be loved. And after that, to be faithful to that love, so that we may win graces to persevere to the end. So, and at the foot of the cross, how God is giving his love to us is in his words on the foot of the cross, when he sees the Blessed Virgin Mary, widow already and orphan, will be without son, alone, in solitude, already in a gray, and her martyrdom. So he saw her martyrdom and her immaculate heart. And he saw St. John being also the only apostle present at through the cross. So if you notice there, our Lord plans of loving us is through his cross. So what he says to the Blessed Virgin Mary is let's reflect. He says, first, behold thy son. So like saying, my love I give to you, so the Holy Ghost, your spouse, that you may love Saint John. So remember that our aim in this ceremony is that we have to think as that we have to be like Saint John, basically. And Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph and Saint John. So when our Lord said to the Blessed Virgin Mary, love him on my behalf, he's saying, sacrifice yourself. Give all of thyself to thy son. So give thy life to thy son. This is why she had to spend 25 more years on earth suffering and taking care of her son, Saint John. Just 25 years a generation, which is represents the time she takes care of us. She had to be absent from our Lord's kingdom in heaven, from his presence in heaven, just to take care of us 25 years in St. John. So St. John has to be another St. Joseph, holy, completely holy, to write the Gospel of and also to write the Apocalypse. Which I have made reference to the Blessed Virgin Mary, triumph and fighting against the devil, and gathering her children for the last battle, and warning us of that we will be in darkness, but that she will be taken away from the world, from the dragon, together with her children to the desert. So it's telling us that we must fight next to her in the desert, which is the place of fight against the devil. You don't have consolation, you don't have friends, you don't have the world available to you. You have your faith and the Blessed Virgin Mary. Have love. So those words are very important. Behold thy son, which is my son. I die for him, and that love, sacrificial love, I give to you. But you do the same, such as feet of martyrs, in order to share that love, that life of mine with him. This is a summary of what is the Blessed Virgin Mary doing with us. She is offering up her love, her sacrifice, her prayers, every minute for us. He shared tears and anguish and sadness. Our ingratitude pierced her heart. This is why we have to be contemplating the whole time Our Lady and her sorrows and solitude. Because she is doing that in order to open her heart for the love of God to enter our souls. And because love is precisely what it's all about. We are here to love God. It's the first commandment. This is why we have to be contemplating the Blessed Virgin Mary full time in her sorrows, because it's the price that she had to pay. And our Lord gave all to her so that we could focus to the Blessed Virgin Mary in her sorrows, her solitude, her immaculate heart. And from there, we reach the love of God. The plan of God. So now let's look at the other side of the word of our Lord. Now he turns to Saint John at the foot of the cross. Remember, at the foot of the cross, if we want to have devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, if we want really to have her as a protector, a mother who is sacrificing for us, we must be at the foot of the cross. Because he spoke to St. John, he didn't speak to St. Peter, who was hidden, or to the others. which is what happened today. So many people are hidden inside, silent, are protecting their life, their reputation, their goods, or what they have. They don't want to risk persecution and be despoiled for the love of God, for the faith. There's many, you know, many traditionalists like that. Hidden, they prefer to wait, to be silent, and to enjoy what they have. No, to bear the fruit of the cross is to risk everything. I told you in other sermons, to bear the fruit of the cross in order to have Mary with us is the price that she had to pay, but also we have to pay the same price. In order to receive the love of Mary, we have to bear the fruit of the cross to receive that grace, that love, that help, that protection. During the darkness of Holy Saturday until the resurrection. And beyond, because he was in the house of St. John 25 years. So St. John has to be at the foot of the cross, faithful, virgin, you know, means for us, means also chastity. And saying, behold thy mother. So saying to him, all you have to do is to be at the foot of the cross, contemplating your mother, attending her, because at home, back home, St. John will say Mass every day for the Blessed Virgin Mary in community. Yes. And all the activities St. John was serve the Blessed Virgin Mary to say Mass for her, to give her Holy Communion, also to contemplate her sorrows. He was just silent contemplating Mary. And from that activity, daily activity, he was able to know more about God and to receive the Holy Ghost in the gifts of understanding, wisdom, science, and knowledge in order to write eventually the Apocalypse, which is the highest realities for this time. So this is why St. John is one of us, and we have to be at home contemplating the mystery of the Holy Mass, the sacrifice of the Mass. Means we have to live it, not only to contemplate, but we live it, because love is not only works. Love is to perform what you believe, what you love, which is sacrifice. It's why, again, our life is like the holy sacrifice of the Mass. To bear the fruit of the cross next to Mary, sacrificing our life for her, and therefore for all, together with Jesus Christ. Therefore, it's normal to be in darkness, to be persecuted, like St. John at the foot of the cross. Only Mary was the only protection. There were thousands of Romans and Jewish, possessed by the devil even, trying to kill our Lord Jesus Christ, and they could have killed easily those at the foot of the cross. There was a potential risk. They don't have consolation or safeness. They have, humanly speaking, hopeless and they were helpless, humanly speaking. It's exactly the situation of today. So we are like that in this moment. But we don't like to be like that. We don't want to be poor, without friends, without sacraments, without priests, without consolations, without good examples. We don't want to be without good people around. We don't want to be in a noisy, pagan, and corrupted society. But let's face it, we are in that situation now. We both accept it. So the problem is not the situation that we are living in. The problem is that we are not willing to be at the foot of the cross without nothing, with dangers everywhere in our four corners. We want to have some safeness, security, and consolations. No, this is why our little solitude is not consolations. Only our Lord's and love and His will. It's the consolation that faith brings to us. Whatever God allows is for our good. It's a heavy cross that is going to save us and save many other souls. It's why if we are outside the foot of the cross, we are not worthy of the Blessed Virgin Mary. If you have prayed the novena of our little solitude, The whole novena says that. In order to be worthy of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we have to be at the foot of the cross, next to her. Otherwise, we are not worthy of Mary. And therefore, we will not have the help of Mary. We will not be able to be loving her as we should. So you know, this is exactly what we are being called in this moment. To get rid of everything, to be like the martyrs, ready for whatever thing, to be ready to fight any fight or to give our life and to be despoiled and torture and kill and not have friends, not have consolations. Have to be ready for that. If we are not, we are risking. We are hypocrites and we are despising grace and we are despising ultimately the Blessed Virgin Mary. Because we will be telling our Lord that we place our confidence in something else, which is not Mary and our Lord Jesus Christ and the cross. This is where our holy faith should bring us to this moment. You see, the problem is not the crisis. The main problem is ourselves. It's the main problem, let's face it. Let's be humble. This is humility, to acknowledge the reality. The reality is that God has allowed these moments for us to possess the love of Mary and to be able to have great merits and to be great saints. So the problem is not the crisis and what is happening around us. The corruption is not the main problem. The main problem is ourselves. We don't want to be martyred. We don't want to be despoiled. We don't want to be without consolations. We want to keep something for us. The problem is inside of us, really. It's a really problem. This is why we are trying very hard to form these religious communities, monks and nuns, because monks and nuns are doing that, and especially we do it well, and we pray for that, for you to follow. This is why we made the vows of a religion, to be committed to the Blessed Virgin Mary and to her service, leaving behind world, the pride, money, and richness, and to be ready to live in poverty and extreme situations. You can ask the sister how the extreme situations they live in Colombia, no? Yes, strange country, strange people, and spiders and elements, difficult elements, raining every day. Difficult conditions. You can ask her, ask them. We have to be ready to for everything, really. It's why religious life is very important. It's a reference, constant reference for Catholics, how to please God, how to love God, sacrifice. So we pray for this project, but also we pray that we understand and we are generous enough to understand that love is sacrifice. Love is not to have consolations, no, or to receive something, or many things, no. Love is to give everything. It's the first commandment. So let's ask St. John and St. Joseph to teach us how to do it, and do it well. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.